Hi guys.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to another episode of
Figure It Out with Gabby
and Khalil.
So today we're going to be talking about our differences.
Our differences.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Okay, for some, it's kind of an intimidating topic, mm-hmm. talking about your differences. Because, you know, di ba nga yung iba parang hanapin mo yung kamatch mo, like yeah. someone you would, who's like you, no, you guys would enjoy everything.
But that will never happen, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. You're unique, babe. Yeah. But I mean, like, you're the only person in the world. Na ganyan.
Yeah, so, it's this episode will be about knowing your differences and
how to handle it.
And the most important, accepting them.
That you guys are different.
Yes, because that's life.
Yes. And yeah. that's just how the world works, you know? Yeah. There's never the same person.
Yes. And you will always have difference. Kahit na, just like us, nung una, parang, oh, we do everything
together.
Together, we do.
Wala, we enjoy everything together.
We enjoy everything.
Wow.
Walang ano, walang problema.
During our first year, right?
Yeah, pero...
Ayun na nagsusulputan na yeah, after a while.
Eventually, nakita namin yung pagkakaiba namin.
Now, we're actually
very
really
different.
Yeah.
yeah. We realized later on that in some ways, we are actually polar opposites.
Yeah. And let's just start by the most general thing ever. I'm extrovert and you're an introvert.
Yes. So that is the first major difference between the both of us.
I am a social butterfly.
Yes. She can express her opinions and feelings very easily.
Yeah, I can. I'm a very straightforward person. Mm-hmm. And I can easily talk to people. I love social events. I feel like they're a chance to make friends, mingle with people, get to know each other's stories. That's how I like doing it. That's how I like meeting people through social events.
She really gets her energy from
other people. Yeah, and I also excel whenever I'm in a crowded place. Like yeah. whenever it's just like leave me in one room with 20 people in it, I can go out and like talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Especially whenever I'm traveling.
Yeah.
I like learning through different people.
Oh my gosh, guys! Like she would when we travel, she would talk to everyone.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I feel like it's a great avenue to learn something, you know, get to build connections, get to know people. I like it. It's fun. I mean, it's not just...
Eh, paano kung assassin pala yung bigla mong kinausap?
Yun lang. I mean, okay, I get it. Don't talk to strangers. Uh-huh. But you have to gauge it, diba? Like, uh-huh. for example, we went to Japan and we were in this omakase. We had a couple beside us. They were from San Francisco. And
not only a couple. Umalis pa sila, tas may pumalit, tas kinausap din niya. Oh, the first one
they were from, San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and... I remember when they left, right after the couple from San Francisco left, there was another couple. And then Cali was begging, please, please don't talk to them. And I was just like, no, I can't. Hi, where are you, where are you from?
Hindi talaga napigilan, guys.
Yeah, I just think, you know, you'll never know kasi na... It could end, you know, di ba na alam mo nung nagde-date pa lang tayo 2017 na every time I see people, I feel like you can learn from them and
yeah.
We all have different stories in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fascinating to hear your story, everybody's mm-hmm. story, and just learn from it. So that's how I see the beauty mm-hmm. of being, you know, out there.
In short, she is a people person.
I am a people yeah. person.
On the other hand, I shy away from social events. From you know, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I never go.
No, I mean, I do. And you improved a lot.
Yeah, now. I do because I have to. Sa line of work yeah. namin, it's a must to yeah. become, to be someone who
and
can.
And sometimes I just pull
talk
you.
To people. And she, of course, when I accompany Gab to her social events yeah. as well, I would be there. But I am not a social butterfly like her. I am. caterpillar in a cocoon. Just a caterpillar in a cocoon. Okay, I'm just okay here.
Don't mind me.
Don't mind me.
I'm okay being alone.
I'll have a drink and, you know, okay, go talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that. So yeah. That's our first big difference. And for sure, the people who know us, you know naman how we are.
Yeah.
So, ako, I'm just really awkward. And sometimes, it's actually a struggle right now. It's my first time being open about it. Pero right now, I'm kind of, you know, struggling with these moments that for me are very awkward and very cringy and very, you know, it's just, I hate being part of, it's just really me being an introvert.
Yeah.
And fellow introverts, I'm pretty sure you know this feeling.
They can understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Na you said something wrong and you said something ano tapos I wish I did not say that and I wish I didn't
and it's gonna replay
talk.
All
yeah.
over again in your head.
Parang masasabi mo sa utak mo, sabi ko na nga ba hindi na dapat ako nagsalita eh. Kasi hindi ka naman talaga ganyan eh. Huwag ka na lang magsalita, introvert ka eh. So yun yung tumatakbo sa utak ng
na parang isang, ano. Hindi pa nga nagsistart, gusto mo na umuwi.
So yeah, that's me and that that actually, for the both of us, that kind of works for
yeah.
us.
And I feel like it's a good balance. You taught yeah. me how to listen.
Relax.
No, relax. And you taught me how to just sit down and listen.
Yeah.
Right? Because before I would just blabber around and it's like, I like talking eh.
Yeah.
And he told me that, you know, sometimes it's also good to just be chill and listen.
Yeah, be present and... Wala. Just relax lang. And,
kasi aligaga akong tao.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I like doing things talaga na parang, for example, I have an agenda today. I have to do it.
Yeah.
I can't just relax and just be chill.
Oh, wait, that's our second difference na. Okay, so we'll wrap up our first difference first.
Okay.
She is an extrovert. I'm an introvert. Now to the second. Kasi it kind of works. Hand in hand with the first difference.
Okay, our second difference.
The second difference is our
work
pace.
Our pace in life.
We have a very different pace.
I love being fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
I like working under time pressure. I like getting things done. I like setting a goal for myself. Now, by this, I have to do this. By this, I have to accomplish this. No ifs, no buts. I have to do it. So, I have to be always on time and on the go. Diba? Like, I'm a goal getter.
Yeah.
I'm a fast goal getter. Like, mm-hmm. I want to get things done. I'm that.
And you're a crazy multitasker.
Really?
Yeah. Like... She just doesn't do a lot of things at once because she needs to, because she loves to.
Okay, I'm not aware of that. Okay, I do it unconsciously.
Yeah.
I'm a very hardworking person, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I like talaga na I'm busy.
Yeah.
I like being productive.
Talagang she could juggle everything.
Parang if you give me work, I'll freaking do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me a deadline, I'll beat the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And
okay.
If you give me a certain time, be here at 4:00, I'll be here at 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
I am the total opposite. I am a one thing at a time kind of guy, and I am very zen.
Chill.
Slightly passive, sometimes overly passive.
And he wants to take his time.
Yeah, I take my time.
He embraces every moment.
Yes. I am, yun nga, zen. That's how I approach it. Eh. I learned a lot kasi from my dad. My dad
mm-hmm.
is like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is a bit like you.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad talaga, he taught me like how to relax. You know, everything will follow. Just take it a step at a time. Because my dad, alam ko my dad, he would often talk about how the Japanese people do it because his bosses before were Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Japanese culture in me.
Wow!
No,
wow!
No,
okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, But seriously, I also look up to how the Japanese people do it because yeah, that's how they are. Well, at least most of them. Yung, as in, one thing at a time.
Mm-mm.
Hindi pwedeng sabay-sabay lahat. And then...
And you don't worry so much.
I don't worry so much. I don't stress out na parang, oh, no, ang daming ganyan.
Yeah. Wala,
relax lang ako.
Tapos, on the other hand, I stress out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I wasn't able to accomplish this certain thing or I wasn't on time. Oh, no. Oh, shucks, I'm late. Oh, no. I'm... Like, I really... That's the bad side of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to... I work so hard that I forget that I shouldn't worry too much. Yeah. That I should just really...
She had trouble shutting it off, really.
Yeah.
Well, you still do a bit... well, you still do until now.
Yeah, but it was...
What's important is you're working on it.
And I improved a lot na compared to like before.
To before. Talagang, ano, like she would, ano, like... You lose it. Like talagang, ano, it would affect... everything else.
Mm-hmm. I would have a bad day if I'm late.
Yeah, bad day na siya. As in, ano, bad trip na.
Mm-hmm. But okay, that is, it has its pros and cons.
Yeah,
the same, both naman, the same as your personality.
Yeah, yung sa akin naman,
you tend to be passive.
I tend to be passive. I tend to be, wala, parang, passiveness could oftentimes lead to laziness kasi.
And passiveness could often lead to being inefficient.
Yeah, inefficient. Na parang there are times, lalo na if I'm not feeling myself, like I'm not, you know, hindi ka condition, your productivity, and you're on a slump. All you want to do is just lie down at home, you know, play video games. Ako kasi I have a lot of hobbies, so that's what I enjoy doing the most. And then, you know, there are times na parang I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, and wala, nagkaka-delays in life.
Mm-hmm.
So it also affects my personal life. So it both, kumbaga parang we're both extremes medyo of ano,
yeah,
of you know, that scale of giggle and
being
and relax.
Chill,
giggle tsaka chill.
That's why we complement each other.
And that's why we're both trying so hard to meet in the middle.
Yes.
So that's like the goal for us.
And so far, okay, we haven't gotten there.
We're far from there.
We eventually
will be there.
But we're moving forward.
Yeah.
The important thing is we are progressing.
Yeah.
It's so far from before. Like, you try your best to be like really on time.
Yeah.
To beat the deadlines.
Yeah, as in, mapipikon ako, I lose it kasi it's... You know, I don't see the importance. I don't see the ganito, ganyan. It's kumbaga, in both ways, may stubbornness that you have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Kay both Gab ways. Naman, yung stubbornness niya of just...
Letting it
just
go.
Just let it go.
Oh.
Ang ano, you're so stressed out. Everything, lahat.
Sometimes, like he would tell me, for example, he's late for like 10 minutes or like 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh, guys. Once I was late for 3 minutes and talagang... You're still late. You're still late. It's not on time pa rin.
It's so bad. But I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, it's so important to me, okay? I'm still justifying it until now.
Yeah.
But yun nga, we have to find the right balance to it. Okay, so that's our second difference.
Yeah. And I think we could also talk about nga, like what we said kanina. We are able to talk about in this sense is because we're both aware that it is a difference
and we acknowledge it.
Yun, it's very important to acknowledge and accept it na
hindi
mo mapipilit sa partner mo yung ginagawa mo dahil magkaiba kayo.
Kaya natatawa lang kami ngayon kasi
but there are times, don't get us wrong, there are times that it gets in the way,
magpipikunan
talaga kami and we ano, but what's important is
we're aware. Accept it
where we know and pagka napag-usapan parehas kayo ng headspace na, okay, alam ko na nahihirapan ka sa ganyan.
Yes, so, and at the same time, we help each other boost each other. Tama ba yun?
We help each other boost each other.
Yeah.
We boost each other.
We boost each other. So like, for example, me, I tend to be stressed out and not let go of things. He teaches me. He balances me out na, oh, chill ka lang, breathe, you have to let it go.
Let it go.
Loko, what happened? O, diba, na-stress ka lang? O,
walang ano.
You can't control it, so just let it go. On the other hand, I teach Callie to be, oh, you have to be active. You have to monitor your like this. Yeah. You have to beat the deadline. You have mm-hmm. to. So, you know, in some ways, we kind of help each other with our differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be a benefit also.
That's one seeing it ko lang, because that's one thing I live by, that
mm-hmm.
I am proud that you have been applying as well to help you kind of overcome that ano nga, that I guess personality na, you know, letting things go and not being too stressed about
yeah.
it is knowing what you can control and what you can't control.
I learned that from you
from the very beginning pa lang.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I live by, really.
Yeah.
It's being present, eh.
Yeah. And
kasi if you stress out on something you can't control,
lugi ka.
Like kunyari magalit ka na may bagyo. Magalit ka na ang lakas ng ulan.
Uh-oh.
So it's sometimes hindi natin alam na mamalayan na you're stressing out on a lot of things, pero it's out of your control.
Yeah, like
just focus on what matters.
Like,
what
will
you can
happen
control.
If you stress on it? Mm. Like, what can improve, diba? If you stress
kahit
on it?
Kahit anong sigaw mo, kahit anong rain dance mo, hindi mo mawawala yung bagyo.
Oo. So that's like one important thing I learned from Cali is just mm-hmm. to let things go. Mm-hmm. You choose your battle. If you mm-hmm. can control things or if you can't control it, diba? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yon. So there are a lot of differences. But at the end of the day, you have to acknowledge it and to accept it, so that you guys can work on it together.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if you've been listening closely, nakita nyo kung paano namin siya i-apply sa life na, how we maneuver through these differences. That's what's most important.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to know your differences and not acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Na parang hindi. Then we were like that before. Na hindi kasi. Iba ka talaga, tapos...
Ganito ako eh.
Iba kayo. Di, parang, sige, iba kayo, wag na lang kayo.
Wag na lang kayo. Kasi kung once sasabihin mo, ganito ako eh, nang gagawin ko. Uh-huh. Ba't pa kayo naging partners in life?
Yeah.
If you guys are not gonna help each
and
other.
And we were like that. Like, yeah. We would often...
Really, we were like that?
We had our moment okay. na parang... Before, mm-hmm. like we had... When we weren't able to mindfully, like, it's being mindful talaga
yeah.
na this is
and being self-aware.
Yeah, being self-aware and being objective also.
Mm-mm.
Na hindi pwedeng puro emotion lang.
That's another difference.
Ayun, another difference.
I'm very emotional. I attach my emotions yeah. to everything. Very emotional when it comes to work or relationship or families. Everything that's happening has to have emotion.
Yeah.
Before. But like I'm kind of
I kind of also complimented you in that way because ako naman hindi naman ako manhid.
Hindi naman manhid, pero
I'm more
emotions come in second.
I'm more hindi naman second, mas pantay. I'm mindful. I am objective.
Mm. Ako parang kapag hindi lang ako kunyari ano ba yung mga instances? Like, for example, nag-away kami ni Cali. I would be like, I don't like now. Why are you like this?
Yeah, then yeah. she would go in circles talking about her emotions.
Yeah.
Habang she would go in circles talking about her emotion and expressing it to me, nagagalit siya, nagaano siya.
Umiiyak siya. Oh my God, I love cry.
Yeah. Ako, the moment my argument, ang instinct ng utak ko, what's the solution for this?
We sit down and we talk about it.
Yeah.
Ganun siya.
Sit down, talk
but
about
Bob,
it.
But Bob, you have to acknowledge that eventually I became like that na rin.
Yeah, hindi. And may ano din yun. Again, may pros and cons pa rin.
Yeah.
If you're at the far end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
If you're on that scale, like, sobrang objective mo naman na parang...
Like for you, what happened was you didn't acknowledge
your
na what I was feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Na it's so important to acknowledge each other's emotions, each other's
yeah.
feelings.
Yun yung nangyari sa akin.
Oo, na parang siya, masyado naman siya, teka, bakit parang kailangan nagbi-meeting tayo palagi? Parang yun yung feeling ko, na bakit parang laging may discussion? Why can't we just feel and talk about it? That was me naman. On the other hand, me naman, I was just like crying and just like
yeah.
talking about my emotions without trying to fix the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in a way,
again, we're both slowly starting to meet in the middle
yes.
and finding striking that balance
yes.
is what's important.
And what my dad would often tell me, na if you guys are partners, you should be like a zipper nga.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like, di ba kayo opposite kayo, and you have to like learn how to zip it all together.
You have to
figure it out. Yeah. So I think that's the beauty of our relationship and how
that's
we are
beauty
as partners.
Of, like, our relationship. It's what a relationship should be talaga.
Yeah, na parang our differences will never hinder us from loving each other. And I feel like it's one of our strengths na we know how to zip it all together.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to use it in our advantage kesa it's a con, diba? Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, there will always be differences in your relationship no matter what.
Tsaka meron at merong bago kang madi-discover.
Yeah. Maliit man o malaki. Mm-hmm. But it's how you really process it in your relationship. Kasi if you are in that state na parang, okay, magkaiba kami pero ayokong pag-usapan.
Hayaan mo na. Magkaiba kami pero mag-aaway lang kasi kami pag pinag-usapan namin.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. You have to make it work. You have to figure it out, really.
If you guys are thinking of long term, mm-hmm. and diba, what, like, what's the point of a freaking relationship if you're not eyeing long term, right?
If you don't like really acknowledge it and start to work on it earlier,
it can ruin you.
Time bomb yun.
Oh.
It's a time bomb kasi for sure darating at darating yung araw, ayaw mong mangyari na pagdating sa dulo sumbatan.
Oh, patong-patong na.
Kasi ang lalim na pala nung galit, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Masasabi mo na never mo ko inintindi.
Oo.
Diba?
Never mo in-acknowledge yung emotions ko.
Oh, never mo.
Like
ano, never. Puro never. Never mo ano, never. So you don't want that to happen, and it's better talaga to communicate it again.
Yes.
And that's another episode, communication.
So when it comes to differences, try to sit on it and like talk about how you guys will figure it out, how you guys will zip it all together, and just, you know, meet in the middle. How you guys can help improve each other.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang dapat parehas kayong open and improving as a person for the better of your relationship, diba? So, yeah, that's the first step. Sitting down, acknowledging it, and accepting it that you guys are different.
Yeah.
And then maneuver from that.
Maneuver from that. And it's having, you know, it's having a shared mentality of wanting, rather it's both of you really wanting a smart and healthy relationship,
mm-hmm. a non-toxic
relationship that would go the lengths, mm-hmm. talaga, because again it would boil down talaga to the question of, are you in this for the long run or not?
Or is it just a one-time thing or a fling thing?
Yeah, because if you are in it for the long run, these are the things that you have to do, really. Well, at least that's what I was
taught. And it's fun. I love it. I love the process.
The process is fun because you get to learn so much.
Yeah.
You get to learn so much about yourself,
and you
get
to feel that the world doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah, because it does not.
It will never revolve around you.
It will never revolve around you. Yeah, that's correct.
So, yon, I hope ako, I had fun in this episode. Like, it's so true that parang ngayon nag-boil down sa akin na, oh my God, we super have a lot of differences.
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy that we're making it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that we both are so open in improving, mm-hmm. as a person.
So yeah, I hope you guys learned the thing about us. This is how we approach life, by the way. This mm-hmm. is just really us sharing
our opinions
and
our learnings in a relationship.
We are in no way imposing anything.
We're not being preachy or stuff like that. It's just really about kwentuhan lang.
Yeah, kwentuhan lang talaga. If you you know, disagree, and if you agree, you know, if there are things that you could take away from this, then
good for you.
Yeah, we love that we are able to
to
talk to you guys about it, and we're glad to be of help. Mm-hmm. But if you disagree, that's fine also.
That's fine. We all have our different ways to how to let the relationship work.
Yeah. So this is our way. We're just sharing it with you guys because we feel like it's an effective, way to approach things, and
it works for us.
Yeah.
So baka lang it will work for you guys.
Yeah, that's it for
For this episode,
at sobrang katinong ilong ko.
Na allergy.
Sorry
na siya.
Sa nasa YouTube kanina ko pa. Siguro
nabilang pula na yung nose mo.
Nabilang na nung mga viewers sa YouTube kung ilang beses ko kinamot ilong ko.
Yeah.
Pero yeah, you hear it every time we do these episodes, but if you are on Spotify, if you want to watch this full episode, we're on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you could see us, you could see me scratching my nose.
And you can see me making palo kali.
Yeah. And those on YouTube, if you want to hear naman, if you're on the go and you want to just zone out and hear our conversations,
we're on Spotify. So yeah, and Front Seat Foodies, check us out.
Check us out on YouTube. We are doing a food show.
We're on our first season. Yeah. So you guys can watch that on our channel. Yeah,
if you love food like us. Food is actually the third party in our relationship.
Oo. Siya talaga yung kabit.
Yeah, food. So if you guys want to see us eat everything in the world, watch Front Seat Foodies on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for today. We'll see you guys on our next episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
see you
guys.
Figure it out.
With Gabby.